You two always record their studio LPs in Dublin's Windmill Lane studio, and all their four albums to date have used Steve Lillywhite in one way or another. A sound partnership, you might say. Turning to another track, Another Time, Another Place. Steve Lillywhite thought the original demo was too weak. In particular, he wanted to beef up the bass and guitar sounds and allow you two to get their own distinctive sound.
We were working with the thin, a thin guitar sound, sort of the top of the pickup of the guitar. I mentioned the word fragile earlier. And in Another Time, Another Place, I think this fragility is epitomized. And also I think you can see the television influence. Probably the only influence you can see in any of U2's material is on this track, because it very definitely is a tribute to what was going on in New York there, guitar-wise. Choosing some of the notes, avoiding the cliches, choosing some of the more unobvious notes on the fretboard. And breaking the rules. You should not have a guitar solo in 1977. We felt, yes, you can, and we did. And you hear it now on this demo tape. Looking back on the four-track demo tape we did in Eamon Andrews Studios, I have to laugh. I have to laugh to cover my embarrassment. I don't fully understand how the song so fragile, in the shape they were then, came across so strong on the album Boy. I don't understand that. Steve Lillywhite, who produced the album Boy, played his part in that, but it wasn't just that. I think the band had just come into a new understanding of how to play and how to perform the same song.
Well, that was U2 plus their early demos and Bono talking about them. Thanks, Cats.